It's Mr. Angry here. Now, look, he's at the complaints department. I woke up this morning, turned the radio on, there's a chap there telling me I'm a loser because I bake my own bread in spite of having produced my own time-saving method.
What's your own time-saving method, Richard?
Right, what you do, you get your old bread maker, bang the ingredients in, 20 minutes later, you've got a dollop of dough, do it four times, stick them on the side, let them prove, or whatever they call it. Yeah. Then you can add all your favourite bits and pieces, like walnuts in one loaf, almonds, chopped tomato, whatever, stick them in the oven, bake them, let it cool down, slice them up, bang them in the freezer. There you go.
But hang on a minute. You're using a bread maker for only half of the job. How much of a muppet are you, Richard?
Not as much as you calling women homely. It's the last thing you ever do.
Homely's a compliment.
It's not a compliment. No woman wants to be called homely.
Well, I'm not going to say Elizabeth...
If you're not careful, I'll bring you in one of my loaves so you can eat it.
I'm never going to eat food from a listener. Now, listen, but, I'm not going to say to Elizabeth Rossini, hey, Elizabeth, you look and sound really sexy. Because I'm not, that's inappropriate. Homely is a compliment.
Not at all. I think she'd probably prefer the other. How on earth do you think homely? I mean, a home is, you know, bricks and mortar and a thatched roof. How on earth is that a compliment for a dear woman?
Richard,
she sounds so lovely as well.
She doesn't. She sounds marvellous. Richard, I banned you last week for a week. I can ban you for a month if you keep on with this.
No, don't do that.
Listen, if you make that, you know Tesco and Sainsbury's and
did you ban me?
I banned you for being a muppet, I think.
I'm not a muppet. Takes one to know one. Anyway, carry
on. You know... No, I'm Jim Henson. No. You've heard of, like, these supermarkets?
No. Of course I have, yes.
They sell bread there, Richard.
Sell the bread in there full of chemicals and nasty stuff.
Oh, beautiful.
White bread. Goodness gracious me. Do you know the origins of white bread, by the by?
No, I don't.
Well, should I be telling you before you cut me off as you usually do?
No, thank you. Oh, dear.